All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Darrell Williams. He's a candidate for United States Senate. In Wisconsin, Dr. Williams, you talked about all of these different things, and at the end, of our conversation before we went to break, we talked about an all too familiar reality in this nation, and that's politics and money. How are you faring when you look at, you've got two other Democrats who are running for the same position that are both multimillionaires? And
here's the thing, Mr. Ingram, and I hope that the listening audience is really paying attention to this, because we've seen even with our last president a shining example of a person who has all the money in the world. And we see the results that we've gotten, and we see the state of our nation at this point in time. So the point is this: everybody who has the most money is not the best candidate for the position.
And whenever
we're looking at media sources all around the world, I mean, and when you really just think about it, because the American people and the people of Wisconsin, everywhere I go, they want somebody who is genuine. They want somebody with some experience. They want somebody who knows what they're talking about inside that seat. And when you look at the qualifications and the things that people have done who are running, when you line it up, row by row, it's amazing. Every time I go somewhere, somebody say, "Man, it's amazing that why would they not consider you in one of the top candidates in this race?" And it always spurs back to money. And the people got to realize this here. I don't know. I know some of the candidates, one of the candidates running, $50 million, a couple of billion dollars. And you got to ask yourself the question, if I have $50 billion in my pocket and I say that I really wanted to make change inside the 53206, inside some of these areas, I could do that and make that change without even running in this race. And I don't know many people with, 50 to 100 million or $50 billion who's running for a job that pay $179,000. People realize, and one person mentioned to me up in Polk County, it's about power. And we've seen where people with more money get more power. And I want the people of Wisconsin to realize that what I don't have in money, because I don't have that, I make up in the work. And that's why I travel and I be face to face with everybody that in every county that I've been to so far. And people ask me the question, well, Dr. Williams, don't you have, when we was outside getting signatures to get on the ballot? And we are on the ballot. I said, well, don't you have a lot of people out here getting signatures for you? I say, yes, I have people who are helping me, but I don't want anybody to work harder for me than me. And so what I don't have in the money, we make up in the work. We have had several commercials that are out to get our message out, but we don't have, we can't buy a TV ad like buying a bag of potato chips at the corner store. But I don't want the people of Wisconsin to know that at the end of the day, whether you have $1 billion or $1, everybody has one vote, and that's what we're all equal. And at the end of the day, don't fall for the okey-doke and sell your soul. This is not an Eddie Murphy movie where you vote on the name you know or the person who has the most money. This is an important election where you need to look at the qualification and experiences of people who are in this race and vote accordingly. But I will tell you, Mr. Ingram, whenever you look at, when you're listening to a lot of these candidates, they are telling you what they will do whenever they get inside this seat. What I am telling the Wisconsinites and people across America is this is what I will continue to do, because I've been in this work for a very long time. All these issues about LGBTQ issues, we had the Pride Parade, and I was there with many people. I saw a lot of people just running and taking pictures with you know, people who are part of the LGBT community just because they want to put it on their Facebook page. Ms. Ingram, I've been fighting this fight for a very long time. At Pulaski High School, I started along with the VFZ, the Gay Straight Alliance there, to give our students voice. And this was years ago. And we had close to over 100 students who were a part of this, and we were recognized by GSAFE at the state level. So what I'm saying to you is this. I'm not just running because and saying that I support because I'm running for the U.S. Senate. This is work that I've been involved with for a very long time. The same issue with Asian hate that you hear about whenever the incident happened. At Madison High School, we're talking 2010 and 11. We recognized that was the issue back then, and we started the student Asian group inside of JMAC High School, and to recognize and give voice to those issues early on. This is not just because I'm running. This is because this is what I've been in this work for a very long time.
So, Doc, let me ask you this, because you're a guy who, again, Purple Heart, Bronze Star. You've traveled the world in the capacity of a volunteer, put your life on the line for the nation, and now at the tender age or middle age of 50 years old, what do you see now, man, as you fought for this nation and you see where we are right now today? What are the issues happening in this country that frustrate you and need to be addressed?
You know, Ms. Ingram, you know, I think the biggest issue is, and it's going to come through education, but it all takes us all working together. And we really have to address our youth. Remember that phrase, the youth are our future?
Yes. I believe that children are our future.
The children are our future. We believe that. And I truly believe that. That's why I've been in education for so long. But the other side of the coin is this. If we really believe that, why do we invest so little in our youth? We say it with our mouth, but we don't follow it up with our actions. And the thing about it is this. You know, even before I was running, I used to visit a lot of churches. And I'm a Christian man. I've gone to many churches of many denominations. You know, I used to go where where my kids went, I went. And one thing that I've noticed even more since I've been to many churches since I've been running, there's one group of people who's missing, and that's our kids. You find very few churches that have kids in them. And there's a church on Fond du Lac at Aria, God's Hands Church, with Apostle McClendon and Rosalind McClendon, Mickey McClendon and Rosalind McClendon, and also Pastor Bell right there on 56 and Burlock. And I'm going to tell you, when you go inside of there, you have kids that are in there and they're doing things to really work with those youth. And it makes a world of difference. Now, one of the things is I've had the opportunity to talk with many pastors, because in the world of emergency management, we house the nonprofit security grant, which allows for nonprofit organizations to apply for funding to upgrade their security within their churches. That's up to $150,000 per site. And the thing about it is this. We know that many churches have been impacted by COVID. We've seen...
Hey, Doc, we got to get you to hold that thought. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Dr. Darrell Williams, a candidate for United States Senate. We'll be right back.